The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on more than 100 outstanding radio stations and streaming live, as always, at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein from Starnes Media Affiliate, News Talk 1540, KXEL, in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Well, I didn't expect to be here either. But luckily, there's a very good reason for it, and it's all very positive. And so now there's no bigger newsmaker than this guest, who we are bringing in via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the host of this program, Todd Starnes. Mr. Starnes, hello, and how are you getting along, sir?
Jeff Stein, you sound great on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Thank you for filling in. Yeah, so it's taking a little bit longer to recover from the operation I had, doing well, and hope to be back in behind the broadcast microphone tomorrow. But I thought, you know, I better hop on and let people know that I didn't kick the bucket or anything. So,
well, that's quite a leap. But yes, we're very glad to hear your voice. Do you have a newspaper you can hold up on Instagram so we know that it's really you and it's really today?
Yeah, it's the one with Biden calling Ducey the stupid SOB. Yeah, that would be the one.
Oh, heavens. I mean, we're going to talk about that quite obviously, and I'm sure that America has its thoughts. When you heard that yesterday, did you think to yourself, wow, these are some really great medications they've given me? Or did you? I mean, this is unbelievable from somebody who claimed he was going to be a unifier.
Yeah, it harkens back to that other hot mic gaffe he made when Obamacare became the law of the land, the big blanking deal comment he made to then President Obama. But I do think it's, you know, what's interesting is they're saying this was a gaffe. I don't think it was a gaffe. He said exactly what he was thinking about Peter Ducey. We do know that he called Peter apparently on his cell phone later that evening. And said that, hey, it's nothing personal, pal. Okay, you called him a stupid SOB. What part of that was not personal?
There is a distinction here between what the president did to Jackie Heinrich of Fox News last week. She asked a question, and he muttered something about, that's a dumb question. This is very different. This is very much personal, because I'm trying to figure out what part of calling me a name that it's really hard to say on the radio, what part of that should I not take personally? I mean, unless he just thinks this is a big game, and that's sort of what he is implying by calling young Mr. Ducey and saying, it's nothing personal, pal. I mean, what is that, Todd?
You know, Jeff, what's interesting about that is that Biden has a very adversarial relationship with female reporters. I was surprised that he did that to Peter Ducey, but he really, and it's not just the Fox News crowd, but he's gone after several other female reporters in his first year in office, and it's really ugly stuff. And then again, I mean, he also treats, and this is something interesting to go back and study, but he actually treats minority reporters and hosts the same way. There's this condescending attitude. Remember the comment he made about, well, if you're black and you don't support me and vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah.
He asked a black host whether or not he was a drug dealer.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, this is who Joe, and I think it really exposes, you know, how he really feels. And look, the guy's, you know, the guy's losing control of his ability to self-edit what comes out of those aged, wrinkled lips. And I think we're starting to see that, and I suspect we will see more of that as the administration progresses.
We're speaking with Todd Starnes on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He's taking another day to recover from yesterday's successful cataract surgery, and so glad that you did call in to weigh in on this. The other thing, too, about this president and the hypocrisy, the fact that I believe I saw a tweet last night, and if it's on Twitter, obviously, Todd, it must be so, but I believe it was Jeff Zeleny of CNN who, in reaction to this, said Biden was showing the flashes of temper that staff members and those on Capitol Hill know him very well for. Did we ever hear that? I thought he was just kindly old Uncle Joe.
That's a great point. No, this is true. We were, he's that silly uncle who does inappropriate things and maybe hugs the nieces a little bit too long. That's the kind of, you know, kind of quirky, weird Uncle Joe. But in reality, he is a really foul-mouthed person, and he has a mean streak about him. And we've seen that come out, you know, where he'll just be giving a speech and all of a sudden start shouting out of nowhere, which, again, is a sign of another medical condition. But, you know, we're not going to get into that today. But it does make you wonder about his temperament, and especially as we're going into a very dangerous time in world history. Jeff, let's be honest here. Do we really want someone like Joe Biden negotiating with the Russians? I mean, what if he treated Putin like he's treating Peter Doocy?
Well, Todd, do I want him with his finger on a button? Do I want him right now with a hair trigger reacting, whether it is Ukraine, whether it is a separate issue in Taiwan, or any situation? This shows a lack of temperament and judgment. And, oh, by the way, I'm old enough to remember when the left said the previous president suffered from all of these temperamental issues and couldn't be trusted. I got to tell you, Donald Trump was nothing like what we're seeing with the anger of Joe Biden.
No, but he did go back and forth with the press, and he had his own moments. But the problem here is the hypocrisy of it all. A lot of folks in the media are turning a blind eye to what Biden did, no pun intended. You know, they didn't do that with Donald Trump, and that's what gets me. I don't see all of these woke evangelicals out there who were so offended by the president's comments on social media. Okay, well, what about a president who actually curses on live on national television? You got a problem with that? So, again, I think if nothing else, it exposes the true nature of Joe Biden. And as we enter these very difficult days dealing with Russians and the Ukrainians, this is a big deal. And by the way, and I know you'll get into this later, Jeff, but I'm about to, you know, they've got me on these meds, and they're playing with me, and I don't want to get on the air and, you know, go wobbly, because, you know, Media Matters will be all over that.
Well, you can't get away with saying the things that the president says. Let's put it that way.
But I will say this, and look, if we have a signed agreement with Ukraine that we have to protect them, then we have to live up to our obligations. There's no debate over that. I just firmly believe that. But if we don't, the question I have, why are we sending 8,500 troops to defend Ukraine's border when our own border is open and has been overrun?
Well, I think one of the callers to the program yesterday suggested the reason, and it had to do with payoffs to the Biden family.
Well, yes, that and the fact that we heard, I believe it was Nancy Pelosi a few days ago. No, it was Kamala Harris. My apologies. Kamala Harris said that's one of their benchmarks this year is to grant mass amnesty to millions of illegals. They want those people to vote in the elections. This is about the integrity of the ballot in the midterm elections. But again, if we're going to protect, you know, if we're putting American lives on the line in Ukraine, why are we not doing the same to protect our own borders?
And why did we not offer key assets in Afghanistan that same sort of treatment less than 6 months ago?
Yeah, what a mess. What a mess, Jeff, and I think I think even the Democrats see through this. I would not be surprised if behind closed doors there are already rumblings about, okay, what does it look like to invoke the 25th Amendment? You know, are we there yet? The Democrats know. They see the same polling numbers we're seeing. They know that if Joe Biden is at the helm, the ship is going down. I mean, we could see historic losses for Democrats in the midterms.
But do we really want Kamala Harris in the position?
Well, no. No, we don't. And no. So, I mean, there have to be a lot of moving parts here, but I think she goes too. I do. She would go before Biden does. So I still think there's a possibility that she could be named to the Supreme Court if there's an opening. Hillary Clinton comes in as VP, and then then she becomes president when they invoke the 25th and remove Biden.
Now, I would say it's the medication talking, but I have heard that scenario posed by others, and it is certainly one, and I said on my program earlier today, Hillary's fans are sending up more trial balloons than a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade to see if we're going to go along with this thing, and fanciful stuff. I am so glad to hear your voice. You sound tremendous. The procedure is so different these days than it was even a generation ago, isn't it? This is just in and out and go to the Kroger after.
Yes, and it was stunning. I was on some other medicine, and that's what's caused the issues here. But they did a great job, Hamilton Eye Institute, and we have a lot of fans up there. One of the nurses came over and said, oh, my husband's a big fan. He listens to the show all the time, and got word that the owners of a very popular popcorn place, so Wolf River Popcorn, my favorite popcorn in all of America, they actually listen to the show, and I think they're dropping by tomorrow with a little get well gift. So I want to give those folks a shout out. But great people there, and they just did a terrific job. And I was blind ish, but now I see ish. So. as they say.
Well, again, as I noted to the audience yesterday. If they thought you saw the world clearly before, imagine with a cataract removed. The left better watch out.
Well, I will say this. Now that my far right eye is fully functioning again, I see things much clearer.
Todd, it is always a privilege to sit behind this microphone and talk to your audience. I really hope you're back here again tomorrow, and I'm so appreciative that that things are going well and you checked in today with us.
Well, Jeff, you're going to have a great show today. Thank you again. I know this is very last minute, and I know our callers are going to be very gracious as they always are, and I will see you on the radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Take good care. Todd Starnes joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Just needing another day because of some of the good medication. But as you heard, he is very well focused, pun fully intended, and hopefully we'll be back with you tomorrow. I'd like to continue the conversation, though, with you about some of these topics. 844-747-8868 is the number. It's 844-747-8868. Let's take a break now, and then we'll reset and hear the president swear at a reporter on national television. That and more as we continue. I'm Jeff Stein in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors, and the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative action-oriented 50-plus organization fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/Todd. Again, that's amac.us/Todd to become an AMAC member now.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. So good to hear from Todd just now. You know he's doing fine, just needs another day to recover with the medication from the cataract surgery. Hopefully he'll be right back here tomorrow. 844-747-8868 is how you can join the program. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd again today. Yesterday, we have it on good authority that the White House was listening to the program. President Biden was actually listening to the program. And we have exclusive audio, do we not, Kyle, of what the president said when he heard me on the radio.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Well, he's not wrong, I guess, but it's just so rude. Well, we'll get to more of that here in a moment. I want to go, though, to the phones at 844-747-8868. Steve is calling in from Central Arkansas to weigh in on this troubling situation in Ukraine. Steve, thanks for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein here. How are you?
Just fine, Jeff. I wonder, we've heard what the politicians say, and we've heard the media and all the so-called experts. I wonder what the, if you poll the Ukraine people, what they would think about us helping them secure their border. If I were a Ukrainian citizen and I sat and looked at what's going on in the United States on our border and the military genius we showed in Afghanistan, I think that'd be the last thing I'd say. Thanks, but no thanks. We'd do it without y'all.
Well, you're certainly like, not. There's no confidence there. And again, we're not talking about the fighting men and women. We're talking about the suits and those who are making those decisions half a global way, right?
Yeah, but the fighting men and women don't get any more say in what goes on than you and I do.
Right.
And everybody
right.
knows that. That'd be like if you were under a, you know, pretty bad personal threat, physical threat, and you decided to hire a bodyguard. Would you go hire Tiny Tim as a bodyguard?
Wow, now you're getting to my wheelhouse, Tiny Tim. That's a good reference. No, of course you would not. You'd want somebody that you could trust. Do you really think, then, Steve, that these other international nations that the president met with on a video call yesterday, do you think they have any confidence in his ability or his leadership on this issue?
What better way do you have of gauging trust or trust than looking at somebody's actions? If you look at this administration's actions and you still have trust in it, that's a form of stupidity I don't really have a definition for.
That's an excellent point, Steve. Thanks for checking in from Arkansas today and listening to the Todd Starnes Show. There's another point, and I'm glad Steve brought up the point he did about if you polled the Ukrainian people, what would they think? There was something I saw, and again, it was on Twitter, so it has to be true, but someone posed this issue yesterday, and they said, we poll the American people about everything, right? There are public opinion polls all over the place on every topic. Why are there no public opinion polls about Ukraine? Why do we not see any public opinion polls? And you know they can do these in a heartbeat. They can do all sorts of instant polling. Yes, this takes a while to get 1,000 representative citizens, but the folks who do polling for a living have the mechanics set up. Why are there no polls of the American people about more than 8,000 troops being put at the ready? That this president made the comment that is being interpreted by so many as the green light for Putin to go in with a, quote, minor incursion into a separate sovereign nation. Why do we not see polls of the American people on this topic? Well, here's a possible answer. Because they know. The Democrats who are trying to divert attention from other failures of this administration, the military-industrial complex, they all know that if polled, the American people would say, absolutely not. Now, to Todd Starnes' point a moment ago when he was kind enough to check in on the phone, if we have a written articulation agreement where we promise to defend Ukraine, absolutely. The word of the United States of America should be gold. Obviously tarnished in the current administration. But let's just go with what it should be. But do you think it would be a popular effort given the gang that is running things right now, I would be very surprised if you did see a poll. Because, again, I think members of Congress, a lot of them are rumbling around their districts this week. I bet they're getting an earful already from constituents. And that is not something the White House wants. They don't want you telling people what you think. That's not compliance. That's what they want. I want you to call in, and we'll take your calls when we come back. Jeff in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks for being along on this Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast, streaming live at toddstarnes.com. In addition to all these great radio stations, I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. He's taking another day to recover from yesterday's successful cataract surgery. If you missed him joining us at the outset of the program, well, don't forget, you can always circle back and listen to the show whenever you like. Download it. Send a link to friends. Just go to toddstarnes.com and click on the podcast button. And very soon after this show gets off the air, there is the Toddcast podcast. And it tells you who's on the show. And again, you can send links, you can download it, you can listen to it. So if you've missed anything, including Todd checking in about a half hour ago, you can always go to toddstarnes.com and listen to the podcast. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today, waiting to take your calls at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've been talking about President Biden's rude remarks yesterday, and we played just a little clip of it. But, Kyle, if we could, let's play the whole thing as it played out live for the world to see yesterday afternoon.
Do you think it plays with the political life?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. At least as certified by the Electoral College. All right, let's set this up in full. You may recall the President, President Joseph R. Biden Jr., in the past couple of weeks has complained about the questions he was getting. Yes, he did this very odd, very, very odd news conference last week. But before that, he would say, look, I'm not going to take questions because all you're going to do is talk to me about Ukraine and Russia. And these guys should talk about chips, when he was talking about that manufacturing operation. And so yesterday, they're talking about the economy. The theory is the economy, and people are shouting questions about Russia and Ukraine. And he says, I'm not going to take questions about Russia and Ukraine. We're here to talk about the economy. So Peter Doocy of Fox News says, all right, let's talk about inflation. Is inflation going to be a problem for the midterms? Now, that is a question that has to do with the economy. It's a question he asked for, did he not? Give me questions about the economy. All right, how about inflation? Oh, you stupid such and such. There was a way to answer the question without coming across as a mean-spirited individual, as a condescending individual. You could have said, for example, we're working on inflation. We're already seeing that things are looking up. Just check out the jobless numbers in the last month. And the Fed Reserve is going to try to slow inflation through the adjustment of interest rates. And so we're not worried about elections. We're worried about policy and what's best for the American people. And you'll see, this will turn around. That's the answer. Or something close to that. It is not to say, oh yeah, that's a great idea, more inflation, and be cynical and sarcastic and profane. That's not presidential. Again, I'm old enough to remember when Donald Trump was president. Didn't the left complain about how he berated reporters? Didn't the left complain about his language and his tone and all of this? I guarantee you, Starnes Nation, I guarantee you, if you took a transcript, just a transcript of that exchange yesterday, with the president complaining about the questions he was getting, then getting a question, then responding that way, if you handed someone that transcript and said, who was the president in this situation? Those on the left would have said, well, it's clearly Donald Trump. That's why we had to get rid of him. Again, hypocrisy. I know that is the stock and trade of politicians. If it's not for hypocrisy, some of them would have nothing to articulate. But the point is, this is the president we have. This is how he is demonstrating leadership. This is how he is acting when he is demanding that people get vaccinations, that we arguably get ready for war, at the very least committing our troops. I don't know what other definition you have other than we're committing our troops. That's a prelude to some sort of armed conflict. And again, as we know, they could not extricate the U.S. from Afghanistan appropriately. Oh, I forgot, that's Donald Trump's fault. Everything is. I'd like to know how this is Donald Trump's fault. I'm almost surprised. Well, maybe she will. Maybe Jen Psaki, before we're done today, will go to the podium in the White House briefing room and say, President Biden yesterday, actually, what he said was Donald Trump's fault because the office was so tarnished by Donald Trump, it's just hard for us to overcome it. You know, it's like a fog in the air and it just enveloped him. Well, there's a fog in the air, but it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's just amazing to think that a president of the United States would say that and not be criticized for it. Again, if that was Trump and Jim Acosta, can you imagine the outcry? Never mind the fact that this is the president on day one who lectured in a condescending way his staff members, saying, if any of you disrespect another person, you're gone, you're fired, that's it. Well, he's not going anywhere. Biden's not going anywhere. His rules, his game. And that's why we have the problems we have in so many aspects. These are folks who are convinced, absolutely convinced, that they are right about everything. And if you don't go along, then you are stupid. Then you are playing ball. You're probably also racist, just to throw that in. I don't care what the topic is, but that's what they like to do, is to say that you're racist. It's really discouraging because of the fact that there is so much in this country that is good, namely the American people, namely the way the average American has responded to the change in presidential administrations, to the pandemic. I mean, most of us get up and go to work and raise our families. Most of us are sickened by all of the strife and the fight. We just want to live. We just want to make sure our kids get a good education. We just want to make sure that we have time to sit out on the porch and look out at the neighborhood. Maybe take a little time off and camp out by the lake and have a vacation. We just want to live. We just want to have good lives and work hard because work is its reward. And if you're listening to this program, you can nod your head at all of that because that's your life, isn't it? That's how we live. All the rest of this stuff is artificial and disconnected. But the problem is what they do has an impact on our lives. What they do adversely impacts our attempt to secure the American dream. What they suggest is the perfect society. That's not the American dream. That's an American nightmare. And it is time, because I know we have good, solid Americans out there who are taking care of business every single day, who are going to church, who are involved in their children's education, and not in a way that makes them a terrorist. That's the kind of stuff that's going to get us through this. But it takes every one of us to politely stand up and say, that's not America. That's not who we are as a people. I certainly don't want any armed conflict anywhere in the world. But as Todd Starnes told you about 30 minutes ago on this very program when he called in, if we have a written agreement to defend Ukraine, then by gum, we better honor it. And I doubt, as the caller noted a little bit ago, I doubt the Ukrainians are saying, oh good, the Americans are coming to help us. Thank you, Joe Biden. It's really sort of frightening. But we have to be better than all that. We have to keep strong, keep the faith, and keep living our lives. And we have to make sure we're not hypocritical. And I'm talking about me talking to you folks out there. I'm not talking about politicians of any party. We just have to live how we believe, with the thought and the hope, pretty solid hope, that it'll work out. Practice what you preach, right? Professional politicians do nothing but flip-flop depending on what's convenient. As I've said many times, the number one goal of a politician is to get elected. The number two goal is to get reelected. And they'll do whatever is necessary to attain those goals. If it happens to help the constituents, well, that's a good benefit. That's why you do business with people that you want to do business with. That's why you make sure that you are rewarding those who feel the way you do. This administration's going to send hundreds of millions of N95 masks made in China. So whose economy are we supporting, right? Well, as I'm suggesting to you now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile, for example, not only shares our beliefs, but then does something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every single dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. These are the kinds of people, in other words, that you want to do business with. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Use promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. By the way, veterans and first responders, thank you so much for what you do. Patriot Mobile thanks you by letting you save even more. Look, switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And when you contact the good folks at Patriot Mobile, be sure to use the promo code Todd for the best deals. I don't care what kind of a phone you have. Hopefully it's a Patriot Mobile phone, but whatever kind of phone you have, call us now at 844-747-8868. We'll continue the conversation with you on the other side of this break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us here at the Liberty University studio. This, by the way, many of you know this, but this is National School Choice Week. There's a website, schoolchoiceweek.org, where you can learn about different activities, meetings, events in your area, and also learn about the choice options in your respective area. Schoolchoiceweek.org is the website. You know, we did the census, and one of the great things about the United States Census is we get the basic numbers within a year or thereabouts. And then we worry about how to fix electoral districts and all that. But additional data, additional information comes out as time goes on. And here's an interesting thing about homeschooling. That's one of the school choice options you have, as opposed to the public school that we pay for. This is according to the U.S. Census Bureau. National homeschooling rates grew pretty rapidly from 1999 to 2012 during that period of time. Okay. But had then been steady, about 3.3%. All right, homeschooling rates nationally, 3.3%. As the pandemic began, though, 5.4% of households in the U.S. with school-age children said they were homeschooling. So we jumped from 3.3 to 5.4 as the pandemic began. By that fall, 11.1%. of those same households said they were homeschooling. Literally, it doubled. More than doubled from the time the pandemic began to the fall of 2020. I have talked to people about this, and you may have the same experience. I don't have kids, so I don't know these things, you know, how tightly involved parents have been over time in curriculum. They have every reason to be concerned, however, these days. And I think a lot of parents who had children who were doing homeschooling, or parents who were themselves working from home and therefore more intimately involved with their children's schooling, they said, wait a minute, that's your homework? That's what you're being taught? That's what you're learning in school? It no longer just became something that you take for granted. We take kids to public school, they're going to get a good education. They might be getting a quote-unquote effective education, but it might be the kind of indoctrination that is contrary to the way you believe. The mere fact that from the start of the pandemic until the end of that year, now a year ago, you had a doubling in the number of households homeschooling. Now, you would think, if this were the free market, all right, if this was a business situation, and let's say that I've got this company that has a pretty good share of the market, and if the number of people getting their stuff, their goods, whatever it is, if the number of people getting it from someplace else doubled in less than a year, I would say, wait a second, what is going on here? Why is it that my customers are leaving? you would especially think when you're talking about the school district. I mean, these customers have no choice. They're paying for the public schools. You would think they would use them. As opposed to having the taxes pay for the public schools and then having to pay tuition for other schooling. Or taking on the effort of homeschooling, which sounds easy, but heaven knows it is not. But instead, what did the organized education class do? They doubled down on how right they were about everything. They doubled down on we need all this gazillions of dollars to get schools back open. And then start this semester by saying, oh, but we have to have schools closed. You don't care about our safety. Well, wait a minute. What'd you do with the gazillions of dollars that you just got to reopen schools and keep them safe? We need more than that. We're going to strike. We're going to walk out. You're going to see your market share continue to drop. That's a bad business model. It's bad for our children. It's bad for what you say you believe in. And then to have the White House criticize the state of Florida for not spending enough of the money to get schools reopened. Attention, the schools had opened before you came up with the money. They didn't need your money because, wait a minute, we know how to govern ourselves. And I'm so proud to be talking to you today from the free state of Iowa. Jeff Stein in for Todd, hour two coming up of the Todd Starnes Show.
Our faith guides how we vote, the things we teach our kids, and so much more. But are we letting our faith make an impact in the most powerful resource we have, money? I mean, other than tithing, I never really thought about it until I learned about Timothy Plan, the pioneer of biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan offers investment products that remove companies that act against biblical values or profit from human suffering. Through mutual funds and ETFs, Timothy Plan empowers investors to honor God with the money entrusted to them. So ask your financial advisor to use Timothy Plan or call Timothy Plan directly at 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Again, that's 1-800-846-7526 and discover what it means to be a biblically responsible investor.
Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objective, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LLC and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC. As a pay testimonial, there's no guarantee of future performance and each experience will differ.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Wherever you are listening across this, push all the buttons. There we go. You know, there aren't that many buttons in here, and yet I managed to push the wrong ones consistently. Hello, friends. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. All right, let's take this as if I did it correctly. Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, we welcome you to this second hour, off to a running start, Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast on more than 100 excellent radio stations and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Again, Todd is off today. He has taken some medication to recover from yesterday's successful cataract surgery. If you were with us in the first hour, you heard him call in. He sounds great, very sharp, focus on everything, and a pun is intended with that. And we anticipate Mr. Starnes being back with you again tomorrow. I'm coming to you from my home base, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids in Waterloo, Iowa, and I would love to continue this coast-to-coast conversation with you. Luckily, I don't have to push any of the buttons to put you on the air. They'll take care of that at Team Todd in Memphis, and they at least know what they're doing, as opposed to what I just demonstrated. 844-747-8868, that's the number, same one you usually use. Miss Grace will pick up and get you ready to come on the air with us, 844-747-8868. We're going to talk just a few minutes right now and then take an early break because we want to maximize our time at around a quarter past the hour with U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty of the state of Tennessee. Lots of things that a U.S. senator who is as plugged in as Senator Hagerty is, lots of things to talk about with him, and we'll do that coming up in just a little more than 5 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we will speak with Art Alley. Mr. Alley is the founder and president of the Timothy Plan. They are online at timothyplan.com. And we talked to you an awful lot on this program and elsewhere about how you need to put your money where it will not only do you some good, but also so you feel good about it. You know, buy products from companies that are not going to use their profit and support causes you don't believe in. Well, what about investing? And this has become so important. You want to invest in companies that you believe in, that have your views. That's what the Timothy Plan is all about, and we'll talk with Art Alley coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hope you can be with us for hour three of the Fun Fest when return guest to the program, Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick, will join us about an hour from now, and other things as well as we continue here on this Tuesday edition of the program. 844-747-8868 is the number. It is really striking to me, and we talked about this again in the last hour, and it'll circle around again, I'm sure, before we're done in this hour. But the fact that the President of the United States could be at a podium, look at a credentialed member of the media, and call him a nasty name, and everybody's just kind of chalking it up to, oh, that's just good old Uncle Joe. No, that's really mean and vindictive President Joe. And that's the guy that we got. That's who's there. Don't just be fooled by the flash of a grin. It was a flash of anger. And apparently Democrats are well aware of this. Saw a tweet, and I mentioned it last hour, Jeff Zeleny of CNN pointed out that that flash of anger, people on Capitol Hill knew that very well when he was a senator there for 4 decades. We didn't know about it because it didn't fit the image that they were trying to project. So I ask you, when the left kept saying that Donald Trump didn't have the temperament to hold the office, that he was not presidential, this was? Now, I'll give young Peter Ducey, I say young, everybody's young to me, but Peter Ducey, who does an excellent job as the Fox News Channel White House correspondent, he sort of just shrugged it off and said, I don't need anybody to apologize to me. He joked on one of their programs about, well, yeah, the president said that and nobody has fact checked him to say otherwise, which again is taking the high ground, and that's a good position for him to take. I don't have to take it. I think it was ridiculous and the height of hypocrisy, and it also exposes some things that, frankly, we should be very concerned about. We'll raise these issues with Senator Bill Hagerty when we come back. Might as well queue up on the phones. Love to talk to you at 844-747-8868. Senator Hagerty, when we return. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Let's take a break now. The senator on the other side. This is the Todd Starn Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Boy, talk about a throwback. Yesterday you had some Eagles music as a rejoin. Today there's Eagles music. The old DJ in me is going to break out with a slogan and a liner. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 844-747-8868 is the number. We'll be talking with Tennessee U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty shortly. There was a little dust-up in the news last week when it became known that DirecTV was dropping the One America News Network because they just didn't like their politics. So they're going to take it off of DirecTV. And some, including, as I recall, Senator Rand Paul said, all right, then I'm dropping DirecTV. And that was an announcement that was made. They would just be getting rid of it from the channel. Newsmax is now suffering a similar fate, by the way. The focus, of course, on One America News recently, but Newsmax has now lost distribution on a number of pay TV systems within the past week or so. Atlantic Broadband, Cincinnati Bell, some other cable operators, This is really striking. Let's see, are also losing it in South Carolina, Central Pennsylvania. Now, the way these things work, just so you know, you have a cable channel, you need to get out on the satellite systems, and so you sign multi-year contracts. And so these channels may not have been terribly popular at the time of origin, and these cable and satellite operators may have said, okay, it's good, we just fill the channel space, right? Because if they have a whole bunch of channels, then it seems like a better value when they charge you this large amount of money to have TV come into your home every month. But when those agreements, those arrangements expire, interesting that some are not being renewed. And again, with the situation I just mentioned, that some of you are going to lose Newsmax on cable systems, it is because of the fact, in theory, that, the contract is up and don't have to carry it anymore. But that's part of the cancel culture, isn't it? We don't like the programming, and so we're going to drop it at the first opportunity. They couldn't cancel the contract, they just waited for it to expire. Same thing with One America News, by the way. DirecTV just said, well, your contract is going to expire and we're not going to renew it. And that can be, I mean, that's just the way it's done in the business world, right? But it seems eminently coincidental that it's One America News, that it's Newsmax. You want to put Newsmax's ratings up against CNN's on any given night, and in particular with special events? You can't tell me that it's only because of what the audience wants. That one is getting dropped. The one that's arguably more popular is getting dropped. It's about cancel culture. And so that's why so many of us are finding multiple outlets for the things that we say, the things that we write. I have people who say to me, how come you put your daily commentaries, the videos of those, on three different outlets, Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube? We do it on my radio station's channel, KXEL 1540 is where you can find it. Well, we do it because what if YouTube all of a sudden decides to take a video down, as has happened to me? What if Facebook puts a disclaimer on it, as has happened? You have to have a multiplicity of outlets. Because much as I would like to delete the Facebook account, there are a lot of people who are still there. And that's why you can find me on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Instagram. I'm there at Iowa Politics. That's IOWA Politics. At Iowa Politics on Twitter, Gitter, Parler, and Instagram. And of course, totallyiowa.com is the website that I have where you can get links to the three different programs I do every day. Short little podcasts of these programs. That's totallyiowa.com. The big site, though, is toddstarns.com, and you can follow Mr. Starnes as you like on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Gab. I found him on Gab as well, at Todd Starnes. 844-747-8868 is the number where you can reach us. And we are looking forward to speaking with Art Ally of the Timothy Plant at the bottom of the hour. Again, this is an operation that helps you invest in companies that have a mind like you do. I don't know if you do this. I think you do. I know I do. I don't go to a store if I don't like their politics. Because if I don't like their politics, why would I give them my money? If we have people come to work at the house, you can kind of tell pretty quickly what side, if you will, people are on. And why should I be supporting things I don't believe in? That takes us back to the discussion we had last hour briefly about public schools. If I don't like what's going on in the public schools, I'm paying for them. Now, I don't have kids. I don't have kids in school, therefore. Do I care about what's happening in the public school? You betcha I do. Because that is the development of the next generation. That is the development of the people who are going to lead this country. And when we learn what's actually being quote-unquote taught, it's not really being taught, it's indoctrination. And it just doesn't sit well with some of us. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty from the great state of Tennessee. Senator Jeff Stein filling in for Todd Starnes. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's good to be on with you.
So what concerns do you have as a member of the U.S. Senate with what's going on at the Russia-Ukraine border?
Oh, tremendous concerns. As you know, I serve on the Foreign Relations Committee, and I believe I'm the only member of the United States Senate who's been an ambassador who served as a diplomat. I was the U.S. ambassador to Japan. As you know, Japan, very tough neighborhood there, dealing with North Korea, China, and yes, Russia from the other side every day. What we're seeing happening on the Ukraine border hasn't happened since Biden-Obama administration was in office. Again, Vladimir Putin has been observing, I'm sure with keen eyes, the behavior of Joe Biden and the failures of this administration. And, you know, whether it's the unbelievable posture that we've taken coming in and negotiating the new START nuclear treaty with Russia that President Trump had held back. He wanted more leverage. He wanted to include more in there and to have Russia do more. What Biden did was came in to give them a five-year extension on their nuclear program without requiring anything. If you think about their ability to come in and hit the colonial pipeline here in America, no pushback from America. In fact, you had Joe Biden show up and deliver a list of 16 industries that he requested Russia not attack. I mean, what does that mean for the rest of our economy, Jeff? And Nord Stream 2, it's just amazing. We have mandatory sanctions on that pipeline that allows Russia to come in and put a stranglehold on Europe. We had that stopped under the Trump administration. The Biden administration has greenlighted it, failed to impose mandatory sanctions. Biden basically has stepped back, appeased, and made it easy for Putin to step up and do more of this sort of harassment that he's famous for. So piling up on the Ukrainian border just gives more advantage to Putin. You know, gas prices are going up because of concern, but at the same time, they're the second largest gas producer in the world, so that means they're getting more revenue at the same time. This is all working in Vladimir Putin's advantage right now.
Well, and I'm no international expert, but it seems to me that if I'm going to get into a street fight with you and I've got some broken ribs and I say to you, Senator, whatever you do, don't hit me in the ribs because that's where I'm really vulnerable, that's where you're going to punch. So if Joe Biden hands Vladimir Putin a list of key industries, don't target these. Isn't that the to-do list for them?
I think he probably shared it with his friends over in China and North Korea and Iran,
yes.
Too.
Yes.
That's exactly right. And speaking of those countries, you know, the press conference, it was a cringeworthy press conference last week. I don't know if you saw it, Jeff, but Biden's press conference went on an hour and 50 minutes, 5-0. I sat through the entire thing because I was going on Larry Kudlow's show to rebut it afterwards. But there I heard President Biden say, as if he was just thinking aloud, well, if Vladimir Putin did just a minor incursion into Ukraine, well, then we'd think about this far differently. And I'm sure you had Xi Jinping from China and Kim Jong-un from North Korea and the Ayatollahs in Iran immediately reaching for their dictionaries to find out what those words meant, minor incursions, so they could figure out what they could get away with now. And it's just unbelievable, again, the weak posture, the fact that we're not speaking from strength. We should have imposed the sanctions on Russia immediately. We should have given Vladimir Putin a taste of what it would be like and also a demonstration of our resolve. Instead, all we have is rhetoric and no deeds. And Vladimir Putin's smart. He can read what this means, and he's moving against it.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty from the great state of Tennessee. We've got about, I guess, 3 minutes or thereabouts, Senator. So as you tour your state and talk to constituents, how big of an issue is inflation and what do Tennesseans want you as a U.S. senator to try to do about it?
Well, inflation is a tremendous issue here. I'm in Tennessee today visiting with companies and business owners, and they are extremely concerned about what's happening to the supply chain, the inflation that they're having a difficult time digesting, you know, their increased cost, whether it be increased labor costs, increased transit costs. You think about what Joe Biden did. The first act that he committed when he came into office was to kill the Keystone Pipeline and basically wage war on the oil and gas industry here in America. That's caused a massively inflationary thrust that's fed through every aspect of our economy. Some industries use, you know, natural gas as an input to what they make. Every good that we make has to be transported. Guess what? That requires fuel. Everything that this administration has done has caused inflationary pressures, that be the $2 trillion package that they rammed through without a single Republican vote back in March. Again, more spending, more stimulus at a time when the economy was already recovering. They've overheated the economy, and now we're seeing inflation at levels we haven't seen in 40 years. So you've got companies trying to figure out how they're going to accommodate this. You've got individuals who are thinking, gosh, if something's going to be more expensive tomorrow than it is today, I better create a self-fulfilling prophecy of inflation. What we've got to do is bring this under control. And you've got policies that have taken place. For example, in California, environmental policies imposed on trucks mean that many, many trucks normally could service California from those ports and bring goods across the country can't enter California now because of environmental requirements. All of the things that this administration is doing and these states like California are doing are making it more difficult to basically service America. And our supply chains being tight are a factor of that. You look at the manufacturers that can't get chips, that's causing a huge shortage in the automotive industry in particular. That's who I've been dealing with today. Yeah. And, you know, you won't hear about this in the mainstream media, Jeff, but 10 days ago, I got 100-0 successful vote out of the Senate on my legislation to shorten the permitting timeline for semiconductor manufacturing facilities here in America. I talked
Senator,
to
that's a great success. We're up against a hard break at the bottom of the hour. Senator Bill Hagerty of the state of Tennessee, he joined us live here on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein in for Todd back after this break. Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show, coast to coast on more than 100 great radio stations, and of course streaming live at toddstarns.com. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd on this Tuesday. Todd had successful eye surgery yesterday. He is working with the medication today. You heard him in the first hour of the program. Sounds great. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. And if you missed that, after the show, wait a little bit, then go to the podcast section of toddstarns.com, and you can listen to it. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Art Alley. Mr. Alley is the founder and president of the Timothy Plan. TimothyPlan.com is the website. Mr. Alley, thanks for joining us. Jeff Stein in for Todd Starns. How are you today?
Jeff, it's my pleasure.
Talk to us, first of all. I find this intriguing, the company that you've set up. Tell us what the Timothy Plan does and how you decided that this was something that we really needed in the investment marketplace.
Oh, man. How much time we have, Jeff? But I'll try to be
I got
brief.
Whatever you need, sir. I have whatever
okay.
you need.
Okay. Well, you know, I kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's true. The Lord has a 2x4 with my name on it. I really didn't want to do this, but that was some 28 years ago now. Where, you know, I've always been active in battling abortion and pornography and all the ills that America faces. And here I was in the industry for about 18 years at the time, helping clients invest money in companies that were funding and involved in that stuff. And finally, it just hit me. You know what? We need an investment program, a family of mutual funds. Wasn't family at the time, we started with one, that will not take shareholders' money that care about these issues and invest it in these companies that are trying to destroy our culture and ultimately, Jeff, destroy us. So that gave birth to the Timothy Plan. And it was long and it was painful because people didn't think in those terms at that time, but they're starting to now and realizing, you know, why would I want to own shares in companies with a director and a mutual fund that are trying to destroy me. And that's what we bring to the table. We will not own them. We don't care how good they look economically.
There is a bigger purpose here. And I can recall, I'm old enough to recall, I was a college student in the 1980s, and there were a lot of protests on college campuses where they wanted the foundations to divest themselves of stock and holdings in companies that did business in South Africa when apartheid was the law.
You
of the
bet.
Land. Okay.
You
and
bet.
So this is the concept of having a moral underpinning for your financial security is not new, but we do have a generation of folks these days who believe in a little higher level of service and not just the money. And certainly with everything going on in the political world, do you find that folks are much more receptive to this idea that the Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com, has to offer?
Well, I wish everybody was, but no, but we do have, you know, our market. And when we launched this, as I think I told Todd on a previous broadcast, when we launched Timothy, my friends on Wall Street said, "You are nuts." And I said, "What do you mean I'm nuts?" They said, "You cannot create an investment platform that screens out investing in the biggest, most profitable companies in the industry and expect to get good investment returns." Well, my response then is exactly what my response today is. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, or at least a person with strong morals, obedience trumps performance every time. So there is a bigger issue here. However, we have proven over 28 years you're not going to sacrifice performance to be sort of clean, as we call it, in your investment program. We're very competitive because we've got great money managers.
He's Art Alley. Mr. Alley is with Timothy Plan Online, timothyplan.com. You're hearing him talk to us here on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Tuesday. Give us a sense of the filters you have in place. In other words, there are companies, or I suppose other fund names, that seem innocuous, but you know what they do. You can show how they are using their profits. What are some of the categories that are in sync with those filters? Who are you filtering out, in other words, and why?
They're multi-level. Yeah, they're multi-level, Jeff. I mean, abortion is a big one for us, but there are about five subcategories under abortion. Pornography is destroying America, and they're all linked, actually, by the way. Non-traditional married lifestyles, which the Bible says a whole lot about, whether it's homosexual, heterosexual, we will not own companies that are promoting that kind of a thing. Anti-family entertainment, we will not own companies trying to destroy America, so we have international fund, we won't own anything in China. It goes on and on. Production of alcohol, tobacco, and gambling, not because we're prudes, but because those are destructive to the family where there's an addiction. So those are the basic areas. We will not own companies, whether they're directly involved or, as you said, through their funding program, supporting those kinds of things.
TimothyPlan.com is the website for more information. Inflation has gotten way out of hand when you consider that in the last year it has gone up higher at the consumer level than it had in four decades. The producer level, that has gone up even higher yet, which just means we're all going to be paying for even more as time goes on. Talk about the impact of this rising inflation on our investments.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff. Well, you're seeing some of it in the month of January. You know, people are kind of waking up a little bit that we have a problem in America. In fact, I think we're getting to the point where we're going to want Jimmy Carter back because these guys are so bad. But, you know, when you look at some of the government published, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy or any of that, but the stuff they're publishing, inflation 7%, I'm going to tell you something. A year ago, gas was $2 a gallon.
Yeah.
Now it's over $3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little more than a 7% inflation.
Yes.
Hamburger has almost doubled in price. That's more than 7%. I don't know where they get these numbers from, but it's serious. But more serious than that, Jeff, if I, you know, I don't want to throw cold water on anything, is the fact that America is so deep in debt that we can never recover from it. And in the history of mankind, any time a country goes this deep into debt, we can't repay it. You either file bankruptcy, which is out of the question, we cannot do that, or you decrease spending and increase revenues, and our politicians will never go along with that in order to repay the debt. The only option left is inflation. You repay it with cheaper dollars. But I think part of the problem, if I can just go off for a second just to give people a perspective on this,
yes,
is the word trillion, Jeff. Trillion has become just a word. People have no clue, the ones making these decisions on throwing money here, there, and everywhere, how big a number it is. And I try to make it real for people. And it goes like this, and it's just a real quick example. If you had a machine that printed $1 per second nonstop, bam, 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 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, nonstop, dollar, dollar, dollar. How long do you think it would take to print $1 trillion? And let people dwell on that for a minute. And I get all kinds of answers, 100 years, 10 years, 1,000 years. Jeff, $1 trillion would take 31,710 years to print $1 trillion. Right now, our debt is bordering, the debt that they count is bordering on $30 trillion. And the unfunded liabilities are anywhere between $150 and $200 trillion. This country is bankrupt. And we're letting them get away with that. And somebody's got to stop it. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. But sooner or later, you have to pay the piper, whether it's your family budget, whether it's running a business, or whether it's running a country. We are so irresponsible right now. And, you know, the people in Washington, D.C., which is so broken, I don't think it can possibly be fixed because it runs on money. People are funding this thing and buying influence. And as a result of that, they're putting our country at high, high, high risk. So I'd advise people, just be very careful. And the only thing I know to do is diversify, to get back to your question, and to try to place money in places that will benefit from what's got to be escalating inflation. I mean, it's high now. It's going to keep getting higher unless there are massive changes in our government and unless we can get fair elections. If we did, I think there'll be a complete turnover in Congress. People are finally waking up that, you know, this is crazy. They've been lying to us all our lives. It's time to stop. Anyway, I got off on a soapbox.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, but you know, there's nothing to be sorry about, because not only are you exactly right, it just makes perfect sense, and it is in line with what I'm looking at right now on the computer screen in the Liberty University studio, and that is timothyplan.com. And you have so many different categories here. You make it very easy for people to figure out how best that you can help them achieve a multiplicity of goals, both in terms of feeling good about things, but also recovering on investments. Mr. Alley, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it greatly. Very good to make your acquaintance, and I hope we talk again soon.
Well, Jeff, same here. God bless, and thank you very much.
He is the founder and president of Timothy Plan online, timothyplan.com. He's Art Alley, and he joined us live here on the Todd Starnes program. 844-747-8868 is the number you can call. And as I'm speaking to you on a Tuesday afternoon, there was a ruling that was just handed down by a federal court that's tied to a case here in my state of Iowa, and it is right in line with halting this overreach by government and activist judges. I'll tell you about it and take your calls after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this edition of the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868 is the number to call in our next hour. Just after the top of the hour, we'll speak with Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick, return guest to this program, and I look forward to talking with her again. I mentioned before the break, another overreach by government and activist judges has been put in its place. Here's the full story. Last spring, the Iowa legislature was in session, and the legislature passed in a single day. Republicans hold majority in the House and Senate. They also have a fine governor in Governor Kim Reynolds. House and Senate passed a law in a single day that would ban cities, counties, and school districts from implementing mask mandates. The governor signed it after midnight. As soon as it was passed, boom, they had a signing ceremony. I don't think the ink was even dry on the printed page, which meant that parents and children woke up the next morning to the wonderful news that their children did not have to wear a face diaper to go to school. Now, there were many districts, by the way, already, particularly in rural areas, that had thrown out the mandate, said it was stupid, wasn't necessary. Blue cities and some of those big school districts with active unions. No, 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 got to mask up. If one is good, six is better. All right, so here's a law that bans individual school district mask mandates. A group of parents and an activist group sued the state in September, and a judge ruled that the entire state law had to be invalidated. Now, the reason the parents sued, they indicated that they had children who had certain medical conditions, and therefore everybody should be wearing a mask around them. And the lower court judge said, yes, those children would be in harm's way, and so therefore we're just throwing it out statewide. This appeals court said, all right, these children may be at risk of harm. However, throwing out the entire state law just for the benefit of very few children in very few school districts was an overreach of judicial authority. And now this appeals court today has ruled the individual parents may have had a case with an individual school regarding the individual health of their children. But that in no way invalidates with a broad brush this law statewide. By the way, the judge who issued the ruling had to apologize in 2020 for making a public statement against Donald Trump. Literally, federal judge made a public statement against the sitting president of the United States. So this is no different to me than if I go for a walk in the town where I live. Live out in the country, if you go to town and take a walk by the elementary school, they've got a sign that says no peanut products because they have a couple of children in the school who have severe peanut allergies. And so in order to benefit those students, to make sure that those students do not fall into harm's way, there's a no peanut rule in the school. Not all the schools in the district, just that one. That is a more appropriate use of a federal rule. For the court in this case originally to have said, because a few students might be harmed, we're going to throw out the entire state law, that was way too broad, and the appeals court slapped them back today. And so now they've got to go back to court to say, okay, you have to prove school by school. And I can only imagine the clutching of pearls that's going on in some of the larger school districts controlled by unions. with these blue-minded administrators who are saying, well, goodness, we've put the mask mandate back in place because we think that's the best thing. Are we going to get more litigation? Or might the citizens of these schools be allowed to breathe freely once again? And as I've said, I'm very proud to be from the free state of Iowa, where once again, children can breathe without having to inhale through a face diaper. It's nice when things work out, right? We'll work out another hour of this program. Thank you for being around for this hour. Come back for the next one. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, we welcome you to hour number three of a Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Coast to coast on more than 100 outstanding radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Hope you were with us in the first hour when Todd called in. And the surgery yesterday, the cataract removal was fine. He's taking some medication today, and so probably thought it was best to come back at full strength, hopefully tomorrow. But he's doing very well. And again, if you missed him talking to us in the first hour, go to toddstarnes.com a little later this afternoon. Click on the podcast link, and you can hear the Toddcast podcast of that portion of the program and all the hours. Again, I'm Jeff Stein coming to you from Starnes Media Affiliate, News Talk 1540, KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, where the temperature right now is zero. It was 11 below zero last night. That's what the thermometer said. I have a feeling then in the state of Florida, the weather is a little more, well, let's just say agreeable. We'll find out as we go now live on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line to speak with the return guest to the program. She's Congresswoman Kat Kamick from the 3rd District of Florida. Congresswoman, Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing well. Glad to be with you. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's not exactly sunshine and rainbows here in Florida right now. It is a balmy 54 degrees.
Now, see, when you say that, we know it's above zero. When you say it where I'm from, you have to ask just to be sure. But all right, 54 degrees. I will definitely take that. All right. So you're visiting with folks throughout the district, and you keep in very close contact with your constituents. It's now been 1 year of the Biden presidency. What do the folks you talk to think about that?
Oh, man. Well, these last 52 weeks have been disappointing, infuriating, and frustrating. And they have really eaten away at the confidence of everyday Americans. It's eaten away at the pocketbooks of everyday Americans. And I got to tell you, people are ready for a red wave in November. We've seen crisis after crisis after crisis with this administration. And I'm starting to feel bad for the comms team for this administration. They need to be walking around with a mop and bucket. They're doing cleanup duty because there's stumbles and fumbles. And, you know, if it's not Afghanistan, it's the border. And if it's not that, then it's the price of goods and services through inflation. And if it's not that, it's the unconstitutional mandates. It's every which way you look, it's a crisis. And the American people have had enough. So we're ready for some common sense, thoughtful leadership back in Washington, and we're ready to take the House.
You know, after the Marathon news conference last week, they had put various administration officials and surrogates out there to be on all the morning talk shows on cable and broadcast. And the idea was to, in essence, take a victory lap, right? Hey, it's 1 year and look at all these great things. And instead, to your point, they were just mopping up and using phrases like what the president meant to say was dot, dot, dot. That shows no confidence, right? I mean, you know, what confidence should, for example, Ukrainian citizens have right now that the U.S. is there to help them if they need it?
Well, I mean, Jeff, you hit right on it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of confidence. And this administration has become desperate for a win on anything. And to come back to some of the domestic issues real fast, You look at the Build Back Broke agenda. They failed. They wanted to nationalize our elections and take over where voters were financing the campaigns of Nancy Pelosi and AOC. They failed. They wanted to defund police. That has stalled out in the Senate. Every single major initiative that they have tried to ram down the American people's throats, they have failed. So they're getting desperate, and desperate people do really terrible things. And so I keep telling everyone, hold on to your seats, because this administration is about to get even wackier. They're absolutely hungry and desperate, and we're going to see them throw everything they can at the wall and hope that something sticks.
That is such an excellent point. It's such a scary point, but it's such an excellent point. We're speaking live with Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida here on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Tuesday afternoon. Again, there has been a sense of desperation in terms of trying to hit their stride, right? They're trying to find something, as you said. They need a win on something. It's one thing to be desperate and have the White House try to twist arms of individual U.S. senators to change the rules so they can get some victory. That's one thing, right? But now you're talking about putting, 8,500 of our best and brightest on alert in some way to show strength. Again, desperate people do desperate things, and I'd be quite concerned if I was one of the parents of one of those fine men and women in uniform.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that is where we find ourselves today. With Biden being weak, he is incoherent, incompetent, and his failure in Afghanistan really emboldened people like Putin, like Chairman Xi. I mean, we are seeing the unfolding of this administration, and when you have a weak leader like this, people say, I'm going to take my shot. So, quite frankly, the men and women who wear our uniform, our nation's uniform, they deserve our utmost respect, and they deserve better than to be used as pawns in a game to try to score political points. And that's what we're seeing here. We are seeing a more heightened, elevated posturing take place because he has been very, very loose with his words. The fumbles and stumbles are not something that you can do when you are Commander-in-Chief of the United States. And I say, quite frankly, Biden's playing checkers, Putin is playing chess, and in this moment in time, words have never mattered more. And we need someone who is actually able to form a complete coherent sentence. And since he is utterly incapable of doing that, it's time that we exhibit those strong leadership in Congress to reset and balance the conversation, and then we need to fight like hell to get a very strong America First president in the White House. That's what needs to happen.
That's so well stated, and that's why you're a member of Congress, and I just talking to a tin can here in a studio by myself. But I mean, to your broader point, okay, fine. So we have a president who is not fit for the job. I'd sure as heck hate to see Kamala Harris in that role.
Oh, no, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I hear from my constituents here at home, but also from around the country. They say, you know, what are we going to do? We can't survive the 4 years of this. And I said, just remember what comes after Biden. If we make a move to get rid of Biden, she comes next. And there is a succession line here, right? I mean, it is a very, very scary lineup of ultra-progressive liberals that want nothing more than to push their agenda of dependency and control on everyday Americans. So where we win is at the ballot box. And the fact that we were able to defeat their so-called voting rights agenda, that tells me that they are scared to death that we are going to overwhelmingly take not just the House, but the Senate. And this tees up the fight for 24 when we will be sending a conservative America First president back to the White House.
Representative Kat Kamick of Florida joining us live on the Todd Starn Show. What are you paying for a gallon of gas down there these days?
Oof. You know, in South Florida, we saw a $4.65 gallon of gas in South Florida. It was a little bit shocking, I have to say. And up here in my neck of the woods, we've seen some prices as high as $3.29, $3.75 a few months ago. I mean, it, the violent fluctuations, they're painful for everybody, but I especially feel for those of our folks that are on fixed incomes, because you can't plan how you're going to spend more money on gas and groceries and pay all your bills. It's just, it's not feasible. So that's all the more reason we got to get focused on America First policies, where we're not spending our children and our grandchildren's money down the drain. We're literally garnishing their future wages, and it's just unfair. So we have got to get very serious. We need very thoughtful, serious leaders in Washington that are more interested in legislating than being celebrities. And I'm hoping that when we take the House back in November, there's going to be a pile of people who are ready to get to work.
I had to get gas for the snowblower, and it was $3.19. Oh, sure.
Ouch.
You laugh. You're in Florida, but I have to get gas for the snowblower, and
You got to get a good old-fashioned snow shovel.
Well, you know how much snow shovels cost. That's another one. Literally, the gas was $3.19 a gallon. I literally had to stop to get a snow shovel on the way home the other day, and it was $10 more than it was last year because, you know, we use them a lot around here. And so again, this is the kind of thing where I have asked people, how many of you have gotten a 7% raise in income in the past year? Because if you didn't, am I right, Congresswoman, if you didn't,
yep,
then you're losing money, right?
That's exactly it. Inflation is a tax on every single American across the board. And I have seen some of my colleagues on the left who have said that the inflation that we are experiencing is not a direct result of the spending. No, I'm sorry. That is nonsense. I know that they don't have a degree in economics, but I do. And it's really simple. The more the government spends, the less we get to keep. And that is why we have got to stop this very ultra-liberal progressive agenda where we're spending money to rebuild quote-unquote racist highways and buildings and social justice warrior mentality programs that have nothing to do with helping the environment. It's all just about growing the bureaucracy. So, yeah, it's pretty shameful when you look around and everything is skyrocketing, and people might laugh, but you know, you're in Iowa, so you might appreciate this. My husband and I, we went over to Tractor Supply the other day and we were buying chicken feed for our chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And the chicken feed has gone up $6 a bag. And that's only in 6 months. I mean, that's crazy when you're buying feed. I mean, it all trickles down. I mean, it's across the board, whether it's groceries, it's feed, it's fertilizer, it's gas, it's all goods and services are up. And again, I mean, for those that are on fixed incomes, we know how hard it is when you're making decisions at the end of the day of where you're going to cut back and how you're going to manage, and we're going to fix it.
Well, and to your point, everybody listening better be ready to pay a lot more at the grocery store, because agricultural inputs for this,
yep,
crop year are going through the roof. And there's only one place where those costs can be made up, and that is at the supermarket, and we're all paying for them. Congresswoman, it's always a privilege to chat with you. Thanks for the time today, and safe travels around your district.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, and stay warm. And if you ever make it down to Florida, we would love to see you in the district.
You're going to regret saying that, but I will definitely take you up on that sooner than later. Thank you, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, joining us from Florida here on the Todd Starnes program. What say you? 844-747-8868 is the number. It's 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on a Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Starn Show, coming to you from the Liberty University Studios. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Breaking news update. It's now 1 degree above zero here in Iowa, where I am. It feels like 22 below. I have lived in this state my entire life. I said this yesterday. I love it. I have no plans to leave. But as is the case with most Iowans, there are about 2 weeks a year where you start looking around going, I'm getting a little old for this. And when Representative Kamik says it's only 54 and cloudy in Florida, you're like, yeah, okay, good on you there. 844-747-8868. Would love to hear from you. Coming up just after our bottom of the hour break, we'll speak with an attorney from First Liberty about another OSHA backtrack thanks to the Biden administration trying to force illegal mandates down our throats. I saw this come across the AP Newswire. Michael Avenatti, you remember him, once prominent California attorney is how the AP styles it. Well, he is on trial now because he says he did not steal money from Stormy Daniels. All right. This started yesterday. Michael Avenatti took over representation of himself today at this criminal trial, which will allow him as his own lawyer to directly confront and question his former client, the porn star known as Stormy Daniels. The judge granted Avenatti's request after Avenatti cited a breakdown with his lawyers over trial strategy, including how to question a former Avenatti employee. Stormy Daniels may take the witness stand as early as tomorrow. Avenatti says, nope, not guilty. I did not take $300,000 from Stormy Daniels, an advance that was paid to her for her book called Full Disclosure. The judge has granted Avenatti's request, acting as his own lawyer. By the way, he did that at a trial in California for 6 weeks last year, where he was the defendant but acted as his own lawyer. At that trial, by the way, there was a mistrial. He was represented by lawyers in a previous extortion case and lost, so he probably figures, well, why pay the lawyers? You know, I used to be one. I guess I can represent myself. So now the theater is on. Michael Avenatti, as his own lawyer, to cross-examine Stormy Daniels in a court of law. One of the most unimportant stories that you're going to hear today, because how does that impact any of our lives? Well, it's just to know that there's still a circus going on in other parts of the universe, sad to say. We do a poll question. I know that the flagship, the Mighty 990 KWAM Radio, they often have poll questions that you can weigh in on at Mighty990.com. Well, my station, KXEL here in Iowa, we put a poll question up as well in our new poll question, and we'd invite you to vote on it by going to KXEL.com. The poll question is this. Look ahead 4 weeks. What will the situation be in Ukraine? And you have a variety of options. So you can go, if you would, to my station website, KXEL.com, and click on the poll question of the week icon, and you can weigh in. You folks do know that MyPillow does not sell through box stores anymore. Thank you, cancel culture. But now Mike Lindell sells his pillows directly to you. And by selling them to you, you save money. Lowest price in the history of MyPillow. Standard pillow was $69.98. Are you kidding me? $19.98 with promo code STARNS. Queen size was $79.98, now $24.98. King used to be $89.98, now it's $29.98. But only if you use promo code STARNS. Of course, much more than just pillows. You hear Todd talk about their wonderful towels. Well, there's sleepwear, slippers, beds, more than 150 products. You can see them all by going to MyPillow.com/STARNS. Use the promo code STARNS. This works on MyStore.com and FrankSpeech.com, too. Or call 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939, or MyPillow.com/STARNS. Use the promo code STARNS. Jeff Stein in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back, folks. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, doing just fine, taking care of medication that he was given following yesterday's successful eye surgery. He joined us in the first hour of the program. Sounded tremendous. If you missed that or would like to hear it again, wait a little bit after the show is over and then go to the podcast section of toddstarnes.com. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Leah Patterson. Ms. Patterson is an attorney with First Liberty, online at firstliberty.org. Ms. Patterson, thanks for taking time. Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, likewise. And I want to speak about this OSHA change today. Now, I know as a lawyer, I've had to explain things to people about how the system works slowly. The Supreme Court issued a ruling with regard to mandates. Most folks think, well, that's the end of it, but not the case. Explain for us, please, what happened today and what that means for American business right now.
Sure. So what happened today is OSHA essentially withdrew its emergency temporary standard that would have immediately required businesses with more than 100 employees to require mandatory vaccinations or weekly testing and masking as an alternative. And, you know, with the testing shortages, that's not much of an alternative. So that's what the administration just withdrew. And they did it because the Supreme Court reasoning really left them no choice.
Well, left them no choice, but they did not have to do it immediately. They could wait a few days, or was it because this was a proposed rule in the rulemaking process that they had a little bit of a period of time to clean things up?
You know, they could have just left it in place and let the litigation proceed. We have a lot of different challenges pending in court, and the Supreme Court order said that they couldn't enforce it. So they didn't really have to withdraw it. It doesn't really make that much of a difference as a practical matter. But, you know, the key thing that they're doing here is they're still proceeding to consider whether to adopt this as a final rule after the entire regulatory process plays out. And that just means that we could be in the same place in a few months.
That's the part that I think aggravates most people, because here's a Supreme Court ruling, and yet the agency is still moving forward to try to put the thing into place and require litigation on a final rule as opposed to a temporary rule. This is the kind of thing that, again, I think just kind of makes people crazy about the law and about these government agencies. What's the benefit for the government of pushing forward after the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, you know, the benefit for the government, you know, they're going to stick by their guns and say that it's necessary and all the other things that administrative agencies say to try to justify getting in everybody's business. But this is no mistake. This is a big victory to see the Supreme Court come down with a decision that it did, to see OSHA blink and start backing off, at least on its emergency standard. And, you know, we'll keep fighting this. I think the regulatory process is a lot more complex for adopting a final rule. They're going to have to justify what they're doing a lot more than they did previously. So these are good signs. We'll keep fighting it, and we're hopeful.
We're speaking with Leah Patterson. She is an attorney with First Liberty Institute, online, firstliberty.org. She's joining us live on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. This would be a bit of an extension, or shall we say, a rather large extension of OSHA's mandate to get into specific medical issues like this, wouldn't it? I mean, that was one of the issues that was the predicate for the Supreme Court ruling. It's one thing to talk about health and safety at the workplace, but this has to do with individuals' medical conditions. Was that the distinction that was just a step too far?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the distinctions. You know, the one of the big points that the Supreme Court pointed out was OSHA has never required employees to get vaccinated before. It can require employers to encourage employees to get vaccinated in certain circumstances. But what OSHA did is it showed up to the Supreme Court and said that it had the power and indeed was required to, in many circumstances, require things like the flu vaccine. And the Supreme Court was pretty skeptical of that broad assertion of power, because OSHA is not a public health regulatory body, and it never has been.
I suppose that's the only argument. I try to think of these things as a lawyer. If I'm stuck arguing that case, that's about the best they had, right? They had to double down on it. And I suppose from an agency standpoint, they're just doing what the White House says they should do of continuing to push forward in the event that a more receptive court at a different stage of the pandemic might look at it differently.
Yeah, that's right. But I think the Supreme Court was pretty skeptical of that broad assertion of power. And, you know, some of the conservative concurrences said was that if OSHA was correct as a legal matter, that it really had this broad authority, that OSHA is probably unconstitutional as a whole.
Well, that wouldn't break a lot of people's hearts, probably, in this audience either. We're speaking with Leah Patterson of First Liberty, firstliberty.org, here on the Todd Starn Show. What are a lot of the cases that you are asked to take up? In other words, when people contact First Liberty and they talk about what businesses are forcing them to do, is it pretty heavily with a vaccination mandate that individual businesses are trying to impose without enough exceptions? Is it masks? Or what do you hear most often from people?
Most often we hear about the vaccine mandates, and, you know, we're a religious liberty organization, so we handle all sorts of religious liberty issues. And we actually have a toolkit on our website, as you said, firstliberty.org, that if you're looking to apply for a religious exemption to a vaccine mandate, it can help you and get the process rolling.
There I was at the website to look at your bio, and there it is right on the main page, religious accommodation help, right under a banner that says vaccine mandate help. Have you been, this is a tricky thing to ask any lawyer, but have you been surprised by the fact that virtually without exception, these attempts by the government to mandate certain things have been thrown out early on?
Pleasantly surprised, I think, is the way to say. I'm glad to see that the Supreme Court and some lower courts, too, including the Fifth Circuit early on in the OSHA litigation, have been establishing finally that the Constitution is not suspended in the event of an emergency, because if that was the case, there would never be an end to emergencies.
All right, now let's close with that, because I think that's a fundamental point that I try to remind people of. If a government, I don't care who we're talking about, if a government expands its authority in the name of a quote-unquote crisis, that sets precedent for later experiences that may not rise to that same level. That's really the concern here, isn't it? The precedent that such a thing could be set.
Oh, absolutely. And the Constitution is our governing document, regardless of what circumstances are going on at the time. We have to hold to that. That's why we do the work we do at First Liberty, and we'll keep going.
Ms. Patterson, thank you so much for the great insight and for all the wonderful work you and the folks at First Liberty do. Appreciate the time today. Have a good afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you. You too.
Leah Patterson, an attorney with First Liberty, the First Liberty Institute, online at firstliberty.org. And yeah, scroll down on that main page and there are some links. Vaccine mandate help, separate ones for a religious accommodation, military accommodation, and requesting legal help generally with regard to vaccines. Great people, great work, firstliberty.org. Spell out the word FIRST on the website. They're on the Twitter machine at FIRST, that's the number one ST, Liberty, on Twitter. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us to continue this coast-to-coast conversation. Again, Todd should be back tomorrow with any good luck. He's doing very well, and I know he was on the social media last night. And again, seeing even more clearly now that cataract is behind him. And you can follow Todd on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Gab at Todd Starnes, on Instagram at Todd Starnes FNC. You can follow me on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Instagram at Iowa Politics, IOWA Politics. ToddStarnes.com is the website for all manner of good information and the live show blog. My website is totallyiowa.com, and that's how you can figure out how to subscribe to my various podcasts. As our friend Wyatt Cox says, wherever fine podcasts are served. Time for your calls after this short break. It's 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
final segment of this final hour of a Tuesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, coming to you from the Liberty University studio. 844-747-8868 if you'd like to jump in. I have not followed pro sports now for a couple of years, other than NASCAR and rodeo, because they just got too darn woke. I just don't want to be watching a game for entertainment and see slogans on helmets and jerseys and the sidelines and all this. So I really don't care much. But you folks at Team Todd in Memphis might be hearing some wailing from New Orleans making its way up the Mississippi to where you are. Because the AP is reporting that New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton has decided 1 year without Drew Brees as his quarterback is enough, and he plans to retire. Which, I guess there have been rumors about moving to the broadcast booth, all that good stuff. There is apparently going to be some sort of an announcement later today, but the Associated Press is reporting that 58-year-old Sean Payton is retiring. I'm 58. Where's my retirement? I don't see that coming anytime soon. So if you're a fan of that sort of thing, well, that's some of the news from the coaching caravel, as they say. Or carousel, I guess, is what I meant to say. You know, we need to reset something that we talked about when Todd Starnes joined us in the first hour, and we played the clip a bit ago, but I want to hit this one more time. Yesterday, the President of the United States, as he was going to do a secure phone call with European leaders about the issues on the Ukraine-Russian border, he's holding an event about the economy, and people are tossing questions at him, and he keeps saying, look, I don't want to talk about Russia and the Ukraine. Give me a question about the economy. We're here to talk about the economy. So then Peter Ducey of Fox News gives him a question about the economy. And Kyle, let's hear how that went. The full cut, please.
Do you think you play political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. I don't think he said biscuit there. Actually, I know he didn't. Speaking of biscuits, Our Daily Biscuit is a wonderful book that you can get at toddstarnes.com. While you're there, why not get the book Culture Jihad as well? toddstarnes.com in the store section. But back to the President of the United States, who asked for a question on the economy, and when he's asked, all right, what about inflation? Would that be a significant issue in the 2022 midterm? Responds by making a nasty, cynical remark. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, what a strategy. More inflation. What a stupid. And then doesn't just say it's a stupid question, as he did last week to a reporter from Fox. Instead, he says to Peter Ducey, what a stupid son of a biscuit. And then later has to call the reporter and say, look, it's nothing personal, pal. Like everything's just... Is this pro wrestling? I thought it was the leader of the free world trying to govern. Now, again, you may think it was a stupid question. I actually don't think it was a stupid question, because the answer should have been, if you're the president, the answer should have been to talk about the steps you're taking to get inflation under control, so that it is not an issue in the fall. Something. You just asked for a question about the economy, and you didn't like it, so then you call the reporter a profane name. Now, is the reporter a big boy? Yes. Did he say, look, it's not a big deal. I don't need anybody to apologize to me. Just doing my job. In fact, he told the president, you know, I'm going to ask questions like this. And the president says, hey, you have to, man. Joe Biden is so stuck in the 70s. But in any case, 1970s. I'm not sure he knows what decade, but I'll make sure it's clear. 1970s. It wouldn't be such a big deal, except that side made it such a big deal when Donald Trump sparred with reporters. We know they're hypocritical. And I have people say, well, we don't expect any better of these people. Why do you keep talking about how hypocritical they are? We know they're hypocritical. We've got to keep saying it so we never take it for granted. So that we never look at that and say, oh, yeah, that's okay that he did that. That's okay that the President of the United States called a reporter a stupid son of a biscuit.
What a stupid son of a biscuit.
Yeah, that. That right there. It's not okay to do that. Now, again, as I asserted earlier, if he was listening to me filling in on this program yesterday and was asked, Mr. President, what do you think of Stein in for Starnes? If he would have said, what, Kyle?
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Then we would have said, well, yeah, of course. A guy talking to a tin can and spouting off. All right, that's fine. It was a serious question. Actually, I don't think it's appropriate in any condition. But these same people, again, clutching their pearls, oh, how terrible Donald Trump is. He tweeted mean, nasty things. How do you feel now? And there's been general silence except for one tweet from a CNN reporter who said, oh, that's that flash of anger that lots of folks on Capitol Hill had seen for decades. Okay, so that's the real Joe Biden. That's the guy with the hair trigger. That's the guy we want formulating policy and mobilizing troops to be on the ready when everything else is going bad in the administration and he's backed into a corner and might be desperate to try to salvage something of a presidency that, I hate to remind you, is only 25% along. We're only 1 year into this. So, again, it's a wonderful little soundbite, and we can have fun with it here, and heaven knows we will, and Todd probably will again tomorrow, and, you know, that's all fine. But there is something else going on here, and it does not enhance the reputation of America on the world stage. It does not make our allies feel more comfortable. It does not give our friends any confidence. And it is another reason why so many people are fed up with the whole thing and tune out. You're listening to this program, and first of all, thank you so much for staying on. I know it's hard when you hear that the host you want to listen to isn't there for the day. So I really appreciate that you are still here. But it's not just enough now for you to be listening. You got to get other people mobilized. It is worth it. And by mobilized, I mean constructive action, peaceful action. I mean run for office. I mean vote. I mean contribute to candidates if you can. Because this is not the time to sit back and say everything will be okay. It will if you take steps. And a good first step is to be back here tomorrow. Grace, Kyle, thank you so much at Team Todd in Memphis. Mr. Starnes, I hope you're back here tomorrow. You sounded great in that first hour. I always appreciate the chance to be here. Jeff Stein, thanks so much, folks. You've been listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.